Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sheil Kapadia of The Athletic joins us right now as the Eagles agree, according to stories out there, to acquire Michael Bennett for a fifth-round draft pick of Marcus Johnson. What's the latest, Sheil?
The latest is that the Eagles are wasting no time making a huge splash and the richer get richer in terms of the defensive line. I mean, my first thought when I heard this trade is that Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox on third down and obvious passing situations immediately becomes the most terrifying duo of interior pass rushers in the NFL, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I would love to see Brandon Graham right along with those two, Sheil. Obviously, the first question most of us are going to think, it's great to get Michael Bennett here. But the room seems a little overcrowded. It certainly seems like there's a lot of money there that's being added. So who's more likely to be leaving the Philadelphia Eagles via being released or being traded?
When you're looking at the defensive line, I think it's going to be Vinnie Curry. And to be honest, I thought there was a strong chance of that even before this move was being made. They do have some options in terms of what they can do to free up some cap space, but Vinnie Curry was near the top of that list, in my opinion, just talking to people and assessing the roster. So what I think they will do is see if they can get anyone to trade a pick for Vinnie Curry. I think they'll still explore that option here in the next few days leading up to the start of the new league year next week. And then if they can, I think they'll just end up releasing Vinnie Curry.
Wow.
Sheil, you got a chance to watch Bennett out there doing some of his better years, your time out there covering the Seahawks. Couple questions here. A, how much do you think he has left in the tank? I know he's coming off a year where he had 8.5 sacks. But then B, how do you think that personality, that outspoken personality of his, especially on social matters, how does that fit into this locker room? And should there be any concern about a disruption of team chemistry? Because you know that's the number one thing these fans are going to want to know, whether or not he comes in as a disruptor of the locker room.
You know, on the field, I think he definitely has some stuff left. Now, I don't think this is a long-term commitment. I think this is more of a short-term move where you have him next year, you see how he plays, you see how he holds up, and then you proceed there going forward. But like you mentioned, he had 8.5 sacks last year. He had 24 quarterback hits, which was 10th in the NFL. That was more than anybody on the Eagles had last season. So this guy can still get after the quarterback in that scheme in Seattle. He played defensive end in their base downs, and then he swung inside and was an interior pass rusher. So he's truly a versatile guy who can play multiple spots on the defensive line, and he fits the scheme perfectly. I mean, he's just a gap penetrator, will tackle for loss, will make plays behind the line of scrimmage, just put his head down and kind of go type of player. So I think he definitely fits there. In terms of his personality, you know, I think he fits pretty well when you look at some of the work Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, some of these other guys did off the field last year. Like, that's what he's about in terms of having those conversations, in terms of kind of being about it and not just talking about it. Now, don't get me wrong. He is a big, big personality. He'll walk in there and he'll joke around and he'll talk to people and he'll make it known that he hates offensive linemen and that he hates quarterbacks, and he'll say some stuff after games. There's no doubt about that he's a big personality. But I think for the most part, he was very well liked in Seattle and really looked at as a leader, as one of the leaders of that group.
Sheil Kapadia of The Athletic, as the Eagles acquire Michael Bennett. Pretty amazing what how he's doing is that he's building his team in part by, instead of using these draft picks to draft younger players, he's showing right now is that he thinks they can win again this year. He looks at it and says, listen, give up a fifth-round draft pick. We get a guy for 2 years that, hey, you got to pay a little bit of money. But here's the other thing, Shield. Now they're about $20 million over the salary cap. Cutting Vinnie Curry would save them six. How are they getting back under the cap, and how are they signing players with where they are right now? Do you expect some contract restructures, or what do you expect them to do?
Well, you know what? Bennett is actually on a pretty nice deal when you look at it. He's only due $1.65 million next year, and then he's got some roster bonuses. So my understanding from the source I just talked to is that his cap hit will be around $5.5 million next year. And even with that, there are some things they can do to bring that down. So when you look at that compared to Vinnie Curry, if Curry is traded or released, you're actually saving quite a bit of money there. And then, you know, I think Howie's got a lot of moves up his sleeve, to be quite honest, because they gave up a fifth-round pick in this deal. We know they don't have picks in the second and third round. You know, whether it's a Nick Foles trade, whether it's trading one of their cornerbacks and picking up some draft ammunition, they've got those options. And then in terms of clearing up more cap space, yeah, there are going to be moves, whether it's asking Brent Celek to restructure his deal. As you mentioned, getting rid of Vinnie Curry. If you trade Nick Foles, you save some money that way too. So I think this is one of many dominoes that are going to fall here, and I think it's going to be a pretty eventful next week or two weeks for this team.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess my knee-jerk reaction was, is this Brandon or is it Vinny? Now, it makes more sense with Vinny, but Brandon wants a new contract, and now they're bringing in another guy that's making more money than he is. Right, and you just wonder how that's going to sit with him and his agent. What are you hearing from that perspective as far as Brandon and his happiness and the team trying to do a new contract with him?
I mean, everything I've heard and from what I know about the Eagles is that Graham is a core player for them, and you want to get those guys signed for the long term. He had one of his best years as a pro last year. He's only, 30 years old, so it's not like he's slowing down. You can still get 3 years or so with him. But, you know, you bring up an interesting point. You know, I don't know for sure. I think if you're asking me Graham or Curry, it's far, far, far more likely that Curry is the guy to go. But, yeah, at some point they are going to have to make a decision with Brandon Graham. I still think it's more likely than not that they extend him and they do come to a deal with him. But, I mean, Howie's just got so many balls in the air here, juggling them with so many huge decisions coming up right away after the season's over, that Graham might not be kind of at the top of the list right now. They kind of might have to see where they are financially before they make that move.
That's why you got to read The Athletic, Shiel Kapadia, and nobody better. Shiel, keep us updated, man. Let us know when stuff's going down, all right?
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
All there right, he brother. Is, the great Shiel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now he's saying the source he talked to said that the – because here's what I do with the contract. I go to the two websites that are out there. It's Over the Cap or Spot Track,
yep.
And they have the cap hit with Seattle for 2018 being the almost $4 million.
Right.
Now, if there's a trade made, I guess it can change the cap number, and maybe Seattle would take more of a dead cap or whatever by trading them. I don't know. But, hey, if you get them for $5 million for the cap hit, uh-huh, that's pretty good value, no?
Yeah, you know, I listen, after the last 2 years and me not really knowing a damn thing about the salary cap, especially what I thought I may have known about the salary cap, you take these numbers from some of these websites and you take it as the gospel, as this is what's available. And it may be true, but we don't really know how, once you sort of start reworking these contracts and signing guys, and we don't know how it necessarily fits. The team does. How he was able to bring in players that we didn't think they would be able to bring in last year due to a low salary cap number. They found a way to do it. And so I'll just sit back and trust that this front office has never been over the salary cap, has never had to cut players for salary cap reasons. They've always been able to keep the players that they want. And so Howie sort of echoed that last week, that's the way they go about doing business, and I expect it to be the same way this year. I think Vinnie Curry is someone they've always anticipated as being a possible casualty as far as moving on from this season, because I think Brandon, when they look at the guys, they value Brandon Graham a little more, whether you say it's fair or unfair. They just do. And Brandon, when you look at what they want from the ends and how he fits with everyone else, they feel like he is the valued piece. And I hate to see Vinny going, but I hope, you know, this stuff is being done to try to create room for Brandon Graham to get a deal here so that he's happy and he can be here for the next 3 or 4 years. No guarantee you're going to end your career here, but he certainly deserves to be rewarded like some of these other guys have been rewarded, including Vinny Curry.
Yeah.
You know, it's as much as it's tough to see Vinny go, he got a Super Bowl and he got paid.
He made some money.
Yeah, he got paid. He signed a deal 2 years ago.
He made some serious cash.
Yeah, what did he get, like 20-something million guaranteed?
Yeah. He made some money. He made some money. Joel Corey, who's a former agent and now does a lot of different stuff out there. So he's reporting that, in other words, Seattle's eating over $5 million of dead money, and they're saving $2.2 million. So Shields seems like he's right with the numbers that he has out there. So they're saving $2.2 million just more or less to move on from Bennett. I think it was a good time to kind of – they're trying to change things there. They've been going for it, and there's just – some type of not a toxic situation, but it seems like that maybe they would benefit from moving a couple players at this point. So really, what it looks like is if you save $6 million on Vinny Curry, you're bringing in Bennett for less than $6 million. You saved a little bit of cap money, and now you have Michael Bennett instead of Vinny Curry. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I think Vinny's young enough. He's about to get paid again. If they release him, he becomes a free agent again.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you want that? Unless a team's not going to take him on his current contract of what he's making. No, nobody's going to trade for him with that.
I don't know.
Dude, he's making a lot of money.
Like what?
I'm trying to pull it up right now if Google.
He's coming off a good year.
He's a good player.
Sacks aren't up there, but, I mean, he's a good player.
I would take him. It was a 5-year, $47 million contract. Mm-hmm. It was $10 million signing, $23 million guaranteed, and I'm getting a timeout, a gateway timeout. So I don't know what's going on. So
I think overthecap.com might be a little overloaded right now. Every person on the planet wants to know how much Michael Bennett is making.
No, I got it right here. So Vinny Curry was due to make, let's see how much money he's made right here. Vinny Curry will have netted $21 million up until the end of 2017.
Right.
He was scheduled to make $9.25 and $10.25 the next 3 years.
Yeah, they weren't going to let him get that.
Yeah, he's not getting $9 million. So you maybe there's a trade and there's a restructure. He's a $4 or $5 million player, maybe?
Yeah.
A year? Three?
Well, here's the thing. He'll tell you this, and I'm not so sure I don't disagree with him, because he has had a year where he had 9.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play on third down in his defense.
Right.
So if he gets somewhere where he can play all three downs and gets a chance to rush the passer in obvious passing situations, maybe his sack total.
He'll get more sacks.
Yeah, maybe his sack total is up. What did he have this year? Five?
Three and a half, maybe.
Three and a half, okay.
Yeah, but I agree with you. A team that's paying attention could get good value out of Vinny Curry.
Yeah.
Really good value. Hey, so.
Like Andy Reid.
If he can't get in,
that's who drafted him.
Yeah, 3-4. He's excelled in the 3-4 defense.
Oh,
first
right.
First year at Chip.
I forgot they run a 3-4 out there.
Yeah, but he excelled in the 3-4. Like, with Chip, you remember, that's what got him this contract.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.